This CD is brought to you by Agape Word Center Church International, located in the heart of Beltsville at 6728A Industrial Drive, Beltsville, Maryland, 20705. Agape is pastored by Pastor Kasana Chongo and Lady C. Now, stay tuned for the word. We hope you will be blessed with this recording.
The glory. He deserves it. He deserves it. He deserves it. Amen. Over the last few months, we've been learning about stewardship. Yeah. We've been learning about stewardship, a wise, faithful, and responsible manager or administrator of God's estate. That's what you are. Which means it will demand all that you are. Your life, your time, your treasure, your talents or your gifts and abilities. When you look at that, it is the whole sum of a Christian. And we started looking at this subject. It's a vast subject. It can take us even 6 months. The purpose, the Lord began to speak to me about teaching biblical stewardship and discipleship in the church because the church needs to be grounded. Friends, we are moving into challenging times for the church. And it is only those that will be grounded that will stand. I'm not talking about Agape, I'm talking about the body of Christ. It is only those that are strong stewards that will stand in the house of God. And if you are weak, it will be difficult for you to rise to the challenges that come in life. And we talked about the qualities of a steward. And number one, it is what? A steward must be found faithful. Moreover, it is required. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 2. It is required that the steward be found faithful. Again, what is a steward? A steward is God's manager here on earth. And who is God's manager? It is you. Genesis chapter 1, 26, 28. God said, let us create man in our image. Genesis 2, 15. God put man in the garden and he gave him the instruction to look after. So you are a steward or a manager of God's resources. So number one, your life must reflect that you belong to God. Because the Bible says that everything here on this earth belongs to God. Even the devil belongs to God. Psalm 24 verse number 1, the whole earth and the fullness thereof belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. Paul talks about it, he says we belong to God, even Christ belongs to God. We belong to Christ. Christ belongs to God. So everything we are, whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian, you belong to God. And your times are in God's hands. Your times are in God's hands. So your life must reflect a faithful steward. Number two, we said you need to know the mind of God because you cannot manage the owner's resources if you do not know the owner's plan. In Matthew chapter 25, the owner went away. The two people, they knew the owner's mind. The lazy and wicked servant did not know the owner's mind. You need to know the mind of God. What is the mind of God? If you are going to be a faithful steward, and I began to show you a little bit about the mind of God last week, that for example, in the area of your resources, this is God's mind concerning you. Many of us, we talk about Jeremiah 29, 11. For I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. And we quote that so many times. But you see, we need to understand that those people were in Babylon. They were in bondage. And God was telling them that although you're in bondage right now, the plans that I have for you is that at a future time, I will bring you out of bondage. Today, we can apply it into our individual lives that God's plan for us are good. Whether we may be in bondage right now of some sort, financial, spiritual, moral, whatever bondage we may be in, but God's plans for us are good. So we need to understand the mind of God. The Bible says you need to understand the mind of God. Ephesians chapter number 5, it says, know what the will of the Lord is. That is the mind of God. The mind of God. You cannot be a steward. You see, we need to understand this. Because I'm just going through whatever we've learned because of time. We need to understand this. That a steward, stewardship is looked at two levels in life. Let me have a man and a woman real quickly. A man and a woman. Thank you, Pastor. A woman. Okay, come. All right, maybe I needed to say, let me have two people. All right. Who wants to be gods and who wants to be self? You are what? All right. So, talked about me. It was me. But God's manager says what? All that I have, Lord, is yours. Whether it's my time, I'll give it to God. My resources, God takes the cream. My abilities, God receives the glory. Have you seen a key difference here? Child of God, we are seated in this room right now. We may look holy and we can say we are on this pink lady, pink dressed lady's side. But most of the time, maybe 10%, maybe even 5%. 95% we're on the green dressed gentleman's side. It's about me. And only when we get reminded like this, we feel a sense of conviction until we drink Humphrey's coffee and we go, thank you so much. God bless you. Yes, give him a hand. You refuse to volunteer. They volunteered. Amen. So, are you understanding, friends? So, God looks at all that as a sum total. And yet, you and I, we are going to God with shopping lists. God bless me. God, I want this. God, give me this. God, give me that. When did you sit back and just say, God, what do you want me to do? Many times it is when maybe we are in a place of little, we are convicted a little bit. After we've prayed 30 minutes asking for God, then we feel a little bit, anyway, let me ask God what he really wants from me. How many of you have just said, I'm going to fast. Mama Ngona, I'm going to fast for God to show me what he wants to do with me. It is always, I have this problem, I have this situation, I need God to move in my situation 95% of the time. Now, do you think the owner likes it that way? I don't think so. Moreover, it is required, number one, a steward must be found faithful. Number two, understand the mind of God. Number three, be trustworthy. Be trustworthy. You say, but Pastor, trustworthy and faithful is the same thing. I usually think it's the same, but one thing I've realized is that there is a level of difference. That's why there are two words. Usually when you look at faithfulness, they say trustworthiness. I sat back and I'm thinking, according to Pastor C, the dictionary according to Pastor C. So if I'm wrong, don't bring me the dictionary and say, no, Pastor, this. But understand what I'm saying. How many of you know that you can be in church every Sunday, 52 Sundays a year, right? What are we going to say? You are faithful. But you are faithful in what? In coming. But if I give you $500 to do with it whatever, and I come back and ask for an accounting for it, you cannot account for it. Can I say you are faithful? You are faithful in coming, but you are not trustworthy in the management of the resources. Are you seeing that? There is a difference. You can be faithful in one thing, but can God trust you in your faithfulness? Can he trust you with abilities? Can he trust you with a gift? Listen, friends, I was looking at this. Sometimes people come to tell me things by the grace of God. They are so big. And then I ask them, because I also have a mouth. I say, is it okay for me to share with my wife? And some will say, don't. But the thing is so big. But because I have asked you, and I'm not saying this just to show off or what, no, these are hard everyday matters, friends. I must, if I'm a child of God or a servant of God, I must honor what you said. Ask her, she'll tell you. Sometimes she'll ask me, what did you discuss? So I say, oh, we discussed about some things. Certain things, no. She asked me not to say, he asked me not to say. Why? Because you are telling me, because what? You trust me to keep it. Are you saying that? You trust me to keep it. But many of us, we are taught things, and then we say, please don't tell anybody. It is actually a license to go and tell everybody. It's a license to go and tell everybody. No, Pastor Judy, I'm just sharing. I'm just sharing. My gosh. What Pastor Muna told me. But anyway, please. I know you're always talking to him. Don't tell him. You are already breaking trust. Are we together? You're already breaking trust. You're already breaking trust. So, a steward must be found what? Trustworthy. Look at somebody and say, can God trust you? Listen, the Bible says if you are not faithful in the little things, if you cannot be trusted in the little things, who will commit to you the true riches? If you can't be trusted. If you can't be trusted to bring to God the cream, who will entrust to you the true riches? I read somewhere. I don't remember who wrote it, so I can't. It's not from me. It's not an original quote, in case you attribute it to me. It's not. I think the writer said, it was a pastor. He said, I don't remember the name. But he was saying that, amazingly, some of the most poor people in life are very rich. That's all they have, is their riches. But they're very poor. You know why? Because the Bible says that the life of a person does not consist in the possessions that you have. That's what Jesus said in the book of Matthew. That many of us, our consideration is what we have. It is always what we have. But if we really open your heart up, you have nothing. You have nothing. Are you a faithful steward? Are you a trustworthy steward? Faithfulness. Know the mind of God. Be trustworthy. Amen. That sums up your life. Your life. If you can begin to walk in these areas, then you begin to deal with the other areas of stewardship. Your time. Your time, friends, is important. Let's talk a little bit for about 10 minutes and then we'll be done on time. Put for me Ephesians chapter 5. Did somebody get a good recap? Even if you are not here, at least you know we are talking about stewardship. Amen. Go and get the messages. Ephesians chapter 5, put verse 15. Verse number 15. Hallelujah. All right, let's read together up to verse 18, I think. Let's read. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Amen. Let's go back to verse number 16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. In verse number 15, he says what? See that you walk carefully. Are you a good steward of God's time? Listen, friends, the great or grand equalizer in life is what? Is time. Is time. Are we together? Whether you are rich or poor, God has given you the same 24 hours. When you are born, you have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or whatever, whatever, whatever. Listen, friends, is that, tell me in life, when you lose what, can you get back time? You can lose money. Somebody will swindle you. I still remember my first major swindle. Somebody took all that I had and I wiped out my girlfriend's bank account. Oh, my gosh. That day, I think that day the marriage was not going to happen. She didn't talk to me for how many days did you not talk to me? I had a deal, friends. Oh, this thing of being, I was a young businessman, you know. I mean, look, she knew I used to make a little bit of it. And it was a lot of money. I think it was those days, like 1991, 92, somewhere there, we're talking about probably like $10,000 or so. I took my money, her money, because some people told me they were selling me gold. And they tested it, and I said, this is it! Can you imagine how foolish I was? Even took them into the car. We drove. I went to our workplace. Honey, we were just girlfriend and boyfriend then. But, you know, we were married then? No. Oh, you were not even girlfriend and boyfriend? See, now she's even changing it. No, we were not married. Ah, okay. One of those. We were not living together anyway. It was those days. So, I took all the money. We were about to start living together, actually, because I was going to look for a house. I remember I was going to look for a house, and so these people told me they had this house they wanted to show me. And then they said, talking about gold. My gosh. Those days, 50,000. Exchange rate in our country, I think it was like 5 to 1 or something like that. $10,000. My Lord, my God. What was I talking about now? Yeah. You can lose money, you will recover it. I recovered the money, not from them, but through other business deals. So you lose some. But listen, even weight, you can lose weight and recover it. I lost 9 pounds in 1 month. And I recovered 3 of that the very next month. I even stopped getting on that scale now. Ah, this thing. See, so you can lose and you regain back. But time is the one thing, my sister, that you can never, ever get back. That's why Paul is saying, listen, see that you walk carefully, circumspectly, buying back the time. Why? Because the days are evil. What are you doing with your time? What do you do with your time? You see, many of us, when we really sit down, we complain so much about time. But when you really sit back, you have a lot of time in your hands that you could be doing productive things. I was one of those that always used to complain, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for this. People don't even have time for God, but they want God to bless them. They don't have time for God, but they want God to do things for them. Listen, many of us, we are idle. We have idle time in our lives. Turn to somebody and say, you do have some idle time. Don't say you don't. You do. You have some idle time. There are some people that sleep, if they don't sleep 9 hours a day, they're sick. So don't you know you need to sleep for 8 hours? And there are some people sleep only 2 hours a day and they feel like they're being productive. No, even Jesus told the disciples, come and rest. Why? Because rest is a weapon. Let me help somebody here. How many times do you, Honestly, Pastor Judy, you always say you don't have time, you are busy, you are this, you are that. When we take 1 week of your time, do you honestly think when you put the idle time together, you cannot locate 24 hours in there? Many of us, we can. Oh, I don't have time to pray, but you have time to eat. And even when you go to eat, how long do you take? Why, if you have an hour to eat, can't you just take 30 minutes and eat and 30 minutes read the Bible? Can't you take 30 minutes to eat and 10 minutes to call that person you keep saying, oh, I wish, I really wanted to call you. I got so busy. Did you? Listen, I'm involved in planning a conference somewhere. And I've been absent in the forum. And yet I've been one of the leading proponents of the same meeting. And every time I keep tempted to say, I'm so busy. And then every time I start to write, I say, are you really sure you're so busy? Too busy to respond a yes or a no to something? That's many of us. Time. We do have idle time. Listen, we always say we are busy, but we do have some time. Let me help somebody. What do you think caused one of the reasons that God caused, destroyed Sodom? One of the reasons God destroyed Sodom. Let's deal, share that a little bit and then we'll close. Huh? I know in Genesis he says what? Wickedness and was too much, and so God came to see. But look at Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49. And see if you can find something in there. Let's read. God was upset with Jerusalem, and he was saying, listen, I did to Sodom, I can also do to you. Now, so let's read. He says what? Look, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter had what? Number one, pride. Number two, fullness of food. Number three, abundance of idleness. Abundance of idleness. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. So you see why God came to destroy Sodom? One of the things that Sodom had was what? Abundance of idleness. Time that you had so much time, you did not know what to do with it. I ask you, are you a good steward of time? Let's let that simmer for the next 7 days and we'll come back to it. God bless you. Let's just rise up to our feet. And take a minute to pray concerning your stewardship. Take a minute and pray concerning your stewardship. Every one of us, just let's take a minute and just talk to God. We just talked about the ownership mentality versus the manager mentality. Your life, do you live it like it belongs to God? Or do you live it like it's all yours?